And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. Can you imagine that? And in those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. I'd say he did. Say he did. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, listen now, and the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, shewed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now you think Satan didn't have power? In a moment of time. We're not going to quit there. Now this is Satan, people. He had power. Don't you never doubt it. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, shewed him all into all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, to whomsoever I will give it. Some said he didn't own them, but he did. They were his to give. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him into Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. See? For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now I want you to get out of this. Satan had a lot of power, Brother Dan, whether people think he didn't or didn't. He does, Sister Donna. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Just for a season, now, Brother Junior. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. Everybody heard about him. And he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place wherein it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Upon me. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. Has to be anointed. I have to be anointed. To the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. Who was captive? All was in the grasp of that. See? And recovering of sight and to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You mean there's a certain time? Today. Acceptable. Today. Acceptable. And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, the day, this day, is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. You better believe it. And all bear him witness and wondered at that gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son?
Would you like to have a CD of that?
Is this not Joseph's son? And he said unto them, ye will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country." Yeah, it says it somewhere else without honor. "But I tell you of the truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sapphatha's city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath." Filled with wrath. Yeah, they were. They didn't like that, Brother Fred. "And rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him into the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong." You tell people the truth then, they didn't want it. You tell people the truth today, they don't want it. They want some their way, whatever seems right to them, Brother Junior, that's what they want. And they justify themselves by what they're doing. That's what they do. "Every man is right in his own eyes, but he passing through the midst of them went his way." They didn't do nothing to him. "And it came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day." They could not have any power over him. See? They could not grab him when they wanted to. "And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power." You think he didn't preach with power, Brother Junior? Huh? You think he just read to them? He preached with power, Brother Fred. He preached with power because he had the power. And he is the power. He was the power and he is the power. "And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who art thou, the Holy One of God." Said he knew him. "And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he cast out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out." Wow. I bet you they went wow too.
Absolutely.
I'd say they wow. What happened here? What happened here? "And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever. And they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever. And it left her. And immediately," not next day, not the next hour, "and immediately she rose and ministered unto them." What do you think? She preached? No. She told them what Jesus had done for her. And she took care of their needs. I believe she had a testimony, Brother Junior. I believe she had a testimony, Brother Willis. They witnessed about people there. Now we're going to hush in a minute. "Now when the sun was setting, all they had had any sick with divers disease brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them."
He didn't leave none of them out. He did them all.
Why did he lay his hands on them? He could have just spoken, done it, Brother Junior. There was a reason. There was a reason. Why do we lay hands on today? "And devils all came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffering them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ." They knew he was Christ. Do you know him today? Do you know him today? "And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him, stayed him that he should not depart from them." Would you want somebody that done all this to leave you?
No.
Huh?
No.
You want somebody to leave you that done all these things? "And he said unto them, I must preach Here we go, Brother Junior. I must preach the kingdom of what?
Amen.
Of God. To other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. Folks, today, Satan had a lot of power. Has he still got power today? All them things, Satan has got power. And I've heard people say this statement, and I don't always agree with it, Brother Fred. They'll say Satan's got as much power as you give him. But I have not got the power to beat Satan down, but Jesus does.
Amen.
When I ask him to remove him from me, what did we just read? Mm-hmm. Get behind me.
Yeah.
Get behind me. The kingdoms of this world was his to give. But Satan didn't realize it, probably, but he was had no choice at all, had no chance, brother.
Fred. He
didn't have no chance of winning.
No. He's been trying to beat God.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Satan has not got a chance to win with you if you trust in Jesus.
Amen.
If you trust in Jesus. If you let him today talk to Jesus and Jesus is there, Satan has to leave.
Absolutely.
He cannot stay. He cannot stay.
No,
cannot stay. Cannot stay, people. So people, today, if Christ has saved your soul, Satan has no more power over your soul. He'll bother the flesh, but he cannot get your soul. What God has done and cleansed up, he told Peter, plain, didn't he, Brother Junior?
Amen.
What I have cleansed, don't you call common or unclean. He will not dwell in an unclean house. What house shall you build me?
Where's the place?
Where's that place of thine abode?
Amen.
Where is it? Folks, where's the place of thine abode? It's in my heart.
Amen.
It's in my heart. That's where the temple of God is.
It's where the kingdom
is at. It's not this body here that you see. This body here that you see, if it was the temple of God, when we buried it, it'd be gone. Because it's going to change.
Destroy the temple.
But Fred, that's not the temple. But we've got a religious organization that holds fast to that, Brother Junior, that this body here you see is the temple of God. But it is not. It is not. Why do you do? You clean up the inside. The outside will of what?
Come clean also.
No, appear.
It appear to be clean.
There's a great difference. There's a great difference in saying it will be clean also and it appear to be clean also. There's a big difference there.
Keep it under subjection.
Jesus brings you under subjection every day of your life. The greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. So Jesus has to keep you under subjection. You have no power to keep yourself under subjection of this flesh. Because if I didn't, I would fly mad and say things. Sometimes I do.
In the horse's mouth, though.
See? I wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do it either, Brother Kenny. But we do do it. But Apostle Paul, he said, it's not me that does it, but it's what? It's the sin that dwelleth in me. And that there is nothing good. Apostle Paul said, I know there's nothing good that dwelleth in me that is in my flesh.
Yeah.
In my flesh.
Exactly right.
If it didn't dwell in Apostle Paul, it don't dwell in
wretched man,
me that I am.
Who?
It don't. Who shall what?
Shall deliver me.
Deliver me from this body of what?
Death.
Body of death.
I thank God.
See,
thank
it's right here.
Thank God.
See,
have the
through what? Through Jesus. So I wanted to teach you a little bit today about the power of Satan. Satan's got power. And he had power to do all these things. I told Brother Junior, we're going to get So I don't have prayer. Years ago, I remember Brother Baxter preaching that Satan had all these kings. They were his, in a sense, to give to people. A brother rebuked him. Said, you know that Satan didn't have any power of have them kingdoms. He had the power, Brother Fred, to give them to him.
Absolutely. Christ wouldn't have been tempted.
See? He was tempted how many days?
40 days
of the devil. And even after the 40 days, he never gave in, did he, Brother Junior? Because he was sent to do a job, and he done it. And he finished it. See? But the Bible says, he told him one time, he said, you think I come to bring peace among you, but that's not why I come. I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring division. Somebody said, I don't think Jesus would bring division. He did, Brother Kenny. He brought division because they didn't want to leave that law. See? He bring the grace covenant, and they didn't want to leave the law, which brought division among them people.
It sure did.
Is that correct or not, brethren? And today there's still division among people because of the law and the grace covenant and not being able to separate them, Brother Junior. Still here with it. But I'm telling you right now, the law is done away with. It is fulfilled. There should be no more division of the law and the grace covenant. Because the law is laid to rest and it's done its job and it's finished. So therefore today, Christ come to do exactly what He done, and He done it. So may God bless you. I want you to get your song. We're going to have prayer. I'm thankful to God that He allowed me to be alive today. To be able to do what? To rejoice in His name.